Here we go. 10 ideas about Tu B'Av, Tavshin Ayin Test. Our learning should be in Tzchus Rufur Shlema. For Binyamin Sincha, Ben Adina Minya, B'Sor Shachar Yisrael, Sipor Lei B'Chai Masha, B'Sor Shachar Yisrael, Henech Mordechai, B'Fer Simcha, B'Sor Shachar Yisrael. And also Lili Nishmas, our good friend, Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvein Nassan. Hashem should watch over his family and continue to help all Chai Yisrael, the tremendous Nechama. The first idea comes to us from the Yira Kodosh, from Nivlos HaYehudi. So we know the Gemara Tainis tells us about Tu B'Av Lo Hayo Yom and Tov Yisrael Ki Chamisha Asar B'Av V'Kiyom Kippurim. The Gemara says that Klai Yisrael didn't have a greater Yontif than Chamisha Asar than the Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. What's a deeper Kesher, says the Yirah Kodesh, of Yom Kippur to Tu B'Av? And he says it's Pashut. They're both days of Mechilas Avonos. They're both days of forgiveness of sin. Yom Kippur is Pashut. We know we get a clean slate on Yom Kippur. But where do we get a clean slate on Tu B'Av? So the Yidda Kaja said it's Pashat. Yushami Bikurim tells us, Per Gimel Halacha Gimel, Shehanose Isha Moichlin Lo Kol Avonosav. Someone who marries his wife, he starts over, all the sins are wiped away. And we know one of the six reasons why the Gemara says, why Tu B'Av is so special. What does Gemara say? The Gemara says, because Klai Yisrael started marrying into each other. The Shvatim started marrying into each other, right? It used to be a halacha that they weren't marrying amongst each other. One of the reasons why, because at the portion of giving out the land, it was going to get too complicated, but there was a certain achdus that came down. And they started to be able to marry into each other. Says the Yidda Kaddosh. You want to know why Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are so special? They're both days of Mechilas Avonos. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Rashba, the Gemara and Tainis. One of the reasons why Tu B'Av is so special, the fourth reason, Bo Hitir Hoshea ben Elal Yisrael Alos the Regal. Hoshea ben Elal was the king, and he started letting people go to Yerushalayim. He got rid of Yerobam ben Nevat's decree that no Jews were allowed. He put guards there to no one should go to Yerushalayim. And Hoshea said, V'omar le'ezeh sheyirtzu yalu. Wherever you want to go, you could go. And says the Rashbam, the greatness of Tu B'Shvat, because it was the day that the gates of Yerushalayim were opened to Klal Yisrael again. That the Jewish people are able to enter Yerushalayim and come to back to the holy city and come together in Yerushalayim when they weren't able to. He was mevatel that gezerah. Look at the Gemara in Pechetin, Pechetim and Alf. But at the end of the day, Tu B'Av doesn't just fall out in a time, at a random time. It falls out Davka 5, 6, 7 days later after Tisha B'Av. It's a day of coming home, coming back to Yerushalayim. At the end of the day, we were able to come back to Eretz Yisrael, not only to Eretz Yisrael, but to specifically Yerushalayim, where we weren't able to go for all those days of decrees about Yerushalayim and Avah. Beautiful idea of the Rashbam. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us with the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar says, what's so great about Tu B'Av? He says, the Gemara in Sota tells us the Beis Amar Alf, that 40 days before a baby is created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bas Ploni Leploni, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Shiduchim. When is man created? We're created on the sixth, we were created on the sixth day, but when did Hashem decide to create us? We were created on Rosh Hashanah, right? We talk about that in the Rosh Hashanah davening. But what was 6 days before? That's Chafei Elul. Chafei Elul. What's 40 days from Chafei Elul? From the thought process where HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create Klal Yisrael, to create man? 40 days is Tu B'Av. Yisrael Alu B'machshava, says the Bnei Yisachar. Lihischatin B'melech HaKavod. Says Bnei Yisachar, wasn't just days of 40 days before man creation. It was the 40 days that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's time for, I have to find myself a kala. I have to find myself a partner in marriage. 48th Tu B'Av is not only the wedding amongst Klal Yisrael and the Shvatim, but it represents the wedding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And says Bnei Yisachar, Bevadai lo b'mikra nafal hadavar hazeh davka b'yom Tu B'Av. Don't think that it was just random that the Shvatim started being to marry amongst each other and they let Binyamin back in to marry each other. Don't think it was just a random thing. No, because there was something much bigger going on between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was the 40th day where Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshava came out that he wanted to marry Klal Yisrael 40 days before Chaf El's Tu B'Av. It's a Tu B'Av's day of representing the wedding, the closeness of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tzipzei Tzadik, the Rebbe of Pilz. He was the brother-in-law of the Sfasemis. He took over for a little bit. The Rebbe of Pilz says a beautiful idea. He says, why is it that at the end of the day, Tu B'Av is so special? Gemara and Tainis, we said the story, because the Shvatim were able to marry amongst each other. But it wasn't just to marry amongst each other. There was an Achdus there. There was an Avas Harayim there. And when there's Ava, when there's love, and there's a tremendous achdus that brings the aura of the Bayis Shlishi. In the words of the Sifzei Tzadik, Ki Avas Reim Himekora Geula, the Pesach LeBinya Beis Medrashin of Sifartenu. When there's brotherhood and there's friendship and love, which represents, the Gemara says, the Shvatim are marrying amongst each other, that brings the achdus, that brings the Geula. And that's why Tu B'Av is so special, because it's the day of achdus, it's the day of oneness. How important is this? How important, it's not just a connection to the 3 weeks. Mamash 7 days after. It's learning from our mistakes from the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av of the Sinas Chinam and building the Ava amongst each other. Beautiful idea of them, Sifte Tzadik, the Rebbe of Pilz. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Oy of Yisrael, the Apta Rebbe. Gemara tells us, right? So the Apta Rebbe, Rav Yeshua Heschel Me'apt, he says a beautiful insight. He says, don't just view the day as Tu B'Av as Tu B'Av. He says, Tu B'Av. B'Av is B'Aleph Beis. Look at the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. What's the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? It's a Samach. A Samach is a circle. There's no beginning, there's no end. Says the Apta Rebbe. The Gemara in Tainis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph tells us, Chadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of days, he's going to make a circle, and for all the tzaddikim will be standing around, Chadosh Baruch Hu will be in the middle. Says the Apta Rebbe, you want to know what Tu B'Av represents? It represents that there's no middle, there's no end. Everyone is equidistant to the middle. Like Rabbi Akiva Iger says the same idea. Everyone is equidistant to the middle. Everyone has a connection to their Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's no kina, there's no sinna, there's no jealousy or hatred. There's a tremendous love. And that's the simcha of Tu B'Av. It's the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. There's an achdus there. There's a love and a care. Look at the 15th letter, Tu B'Av, and the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. And it's a samach, which represents a circle. Beautiful idea of the Oivis. So moving on to idea number six. Idea number six comes up from the Kedushas Levi on Tu B'Av. Kedushas Levi is trying to explain to us the Kedusha of Tu B'Av. And he tells us, he goes to the Medrash back in Shemos Rabbah, right? We left Eretz Yisrael, we left Mitzrayim, and we said, Ayesh Hashem Merkabeno Iman, and we started to understand, we had to ask, where is Hashem? And then Pasuk after says, Vayova Amalek. And Rashi quotes the Chazal, it was like a kid who was standing up on top of his father's shoulders, and we asked the friend's father, Nu, have you seen our father? Have you seen our dad? And what happened? The father hears this, and he throws him down, and that's when the dog comes to bite us. And that was Amalek. Says the Kedushas Levi, you want to know what Tu B'Av is all about? Tu B'Av is all about to know that we have a father. Kidei shenada, sheneda, sheyesh lanu av. That we have a father, we have an Abba, we have a Tati. Kasha yavo hayadiyo lanu az yibana ha-kadosh baruch ha-bisamikdash. Tisha B'Av happened, but to know that we still have the Av. That's why the month of Av is called Av. He's our father. We don't ask kashas if there's a Tisha B'Av or something that's happened we don't understand. He's our father, and that's an everlasting connection. Adin number 7 comes to us from the Kedushas Levi again. And the Kedushas Levi tells us that Av actually stands for two words. Arur Baruch. The beginning of the month is Arur. It's cursed. It's the 9 days. It's Tisha B'Av. But the second half is Baruch. The second half is Chamisha Asar Ba'av. It's Tu B'Av. It's blessed. And we're going to see how it's actually, the eighth idea, how this connects. The beginning of the month is Din. It's Arur. The end of the month is Baruch, is blessed. Adi number 8 from the Mor V'Shemesh explains this. The Mor V'Shemesh tells us on Tu B'Av as well. He says, look at the Shem Hashem for the month of Av. The Shem Hashem for the month of Av is Vavhei Yudhei. Right? Vavhei is backwards. Right, it takes it from pasuk from Dvarim Chav Zayin. Haskis Ushma Yisrael Hayom. Rosh Hashanah Haskis Ushma Heivav Yisrael Hayom. So Yisrael Hayom is Yudkei Vavke, right? Yudkei is good. That's Rachamim. The beginning is Heivav, right? Haskis Ushma. That's things out of order. That's din, and that's the Tisha B'Av, and that's the nine. That's confusion. That's darkness. But what happens? Haskis Ushma Yisrael Hayom Yudkei. The lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. And that's the Kedushas Levi. The beginning is Arur. It's Heivav. But then ends up with Yudkei, which is Chesed, which is Rachamim, which is straightforward. Beautiful insight. The Kedushas Levi and Mor V'Shemesh go very much hand in hand. Moving on to idea number 9. Idea number 9 is a beautiful insight from the Shem Yishmuel, the son of the Avnei Nezer. The Shem Yishmuel quotes the Gemara and it says, L'hayim tamil Yisrael k'chamisha sabarab yil koyom yikipurim. Right? The Gemara says, the Klaisel didn't have a great holiday for Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. He says, what's a deeper connection of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? Right? We said earlier, they're both days of Mechil Savanos from the Yira Kodosh. The Shem Yishmuel says a beautiful idea. He says, well, you have to look at both days. What happened before Yom Kippur? It was the destruction of the Luchos. We got the Kapara from the Luchos was Yom Kippur. We were on the ultimate low before Yom Kippur. What's before Tu B'Av? It's Tisha B'Av. It's the 3 weeks. It's the 9 days. It's Tisha B'Av. It's the worst time. He says, you want to know why Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are so special? Because it's literally going from two different extremes. It was the extreme of darkness and confusion and sadness to extreme simcha and happiness and joy and everlasting joy of Yom Kippur, of a day of Kaparos Avanos, and Tu B'Av, of day of Achdus, of Klai Yisrael coming together. He says that at the end of the day, look, you have to look at the days before. Shema Hazman HaKoidim Lahem Hu B'Hisrachakus. Look at the time before. The time before was a tremendous time of din. And at the end of the day, things changed on both those days. It went from one extreme to another extreme. And that's the deeper idea of the Shemesh Shmuel says about Yom Kippur. And the Simcha of Yom Kippur and the Simcha of Tu B'Av, it's really the same idea. Going from darkness and sadness to kapara, to simcha, to joy. And finally, idea number 10. Idea number 10, Kalb tells us from the Tefer Shlomo. The Tefer Shlomo tells us on Tu B'Av. He says, you want to know why Tu B'Av is so special? Because it's the beginning of the Yomim Noraim. It's the beginning of Yemei HaRotzon Lios HaChana Rosh Hashanah Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. How is it the HaChana? Well, we know, the Nesiv Shom quotes actually the Pasuk, I believe the next week's parsha. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu from? As for us, Ma Hashem Lekach HaShom Meimach Ki'im Liyiroso. Ma! It's the 45. The 45 days. What does he ask us? Take these 45 days now to prepare yourself. And says it to Fer Shlomo. If you look at the Pasuk in Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem. The Zohar tells us that Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Make sure that you're Kolchem. That you're together. What greater time to start the togetherness. When the Shvatim, there were Yom Shehuchu HaShvatim Lavo Zeh Bazeh. The time where the Shvatim are able to come together. Start the Achdus now because you need the Achdus for Rosh Hashanah. You need the Achdus for Rosh Hashanah because we're all one, we're all coming together. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We can't just show up to Rosh Hashanah by Kulchem. The Hachana for the Kulchem for Rosh Hashanah. It starts right now after the 9 days after Tisha B'Av. The Hachana, the Haschalas Yimei Yomim Noram of Achdus starts to Ba'av, starts tonight. These are the 10 ideas of Tu B'Av. Let's just review these 10 ideas. The first idea we said from the Yid HaKadosh. Kadosh tells us what's so great about Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. They're both days of Mechilas Avonos. Yom Kippur is Pashut, and we know by Tu B'Av at the end of the day when there were days of Shiduchim. The Gemara Yushalmi tells us the Mechilas Avonos. The second idea from the Rashbam, right? The fourth reason the Gemara tells us that what happened that Hoshea led Klai Yisrael start going back to Yerushalayim. We start to be Bilalos L'Regel. We're able to go home to Yerushalayim. And that's why Tu B'Av always falls out. Maybe we could say in this time of Shabbos Nachman, in this year, Erev Shabbos Nachman, or every year is Erev Shabbos Nachman. The Bnei Yisoschar. The third idea tells us why is Tu B'Av so special? Because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the way the Gemara tells us in Sota that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who's going to go to who 40 days before, and we know that the Ribono Shel Olam created manna on Rosh Hashanah, and 6 days before that, the thought process came in. What's the thought? What's the 6 days before Rosh Hashanah? It's Chafael. What's 40 days before Rosh Hashanah? Excuse me, 40 days before Chafael. 4 days before Chafael is Dafka Tu B'Av. It's a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yischatin B'Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to marry us. And the Bnei Yisrael tells us, Lo V'Mikra, it's not a coincidence. That's the day the Shvatim started to marry each other. Because Tu B'Av represents the love and the care and the commitment of a Chosan and Kav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, to him. The fourth idea, the Sifsei Tzadok, the Rabbi of Pilz, tells us that the end of the day, the Shvatim started marrying into each other. We could feel the aura of the Bais HaShlishi because there was such Achter, such Avas Reim. The fifth idea, the Oiv Yisrael, the Abdur Rebbe tells us, Tu Ba'av, look for the 15th letter, Ba'av, in the Aleph Beis. And what's that? That's the Samach. The Samach is the eagle, the circle. There's no beginning, there's no end. Everyone is equidistant to the middle. Rebbe Akiva Eiger tells us, so is the Oiv Yisrael, the same idea. Everyone is equidistant to the middle. The Achtus of Tu Ba'av, all the Shvatim marrying into each other. That's number, idea number six, the Kedushas Levi tells us, What's on Tu B'Av? What's so special about Tu B'Av? And he tells us about the whole story. But when we left Egypt, and we start asking where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we were standing on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's shoulders. But the number one thing that our Father wants to know is that He's our Father, and that's why the month of Av is called Av. And the seventh idea, Kiddushas Levi, Av is not only our Father, but Av is Arur Baruch. It starts off hard, it starts off din, but it ends off Baruch. It ends off with blessing and comfort and Chesed. And the Mor V'Shemesh idea number 8 tells us that's exactly why the Shem Hashem for the month of Av is Haskis Shema Yisrael Hayom. Hey Vav, which is out of order, Yud Hey. Hey Vav, there's din in the beginning, there's aura in the beginning. But then Yud Hey Yisrael Hayom ends off with din, ends off with Chesed. Idea number 9, Shem Yishmol says, what's the deeper idea of Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av? Because he says that they're both days of going from the tremendous sadness and choshech after the Egel Zav, then we had Yom Kippur. Then after Tisha B'Av, after the 3 weeks, then we had Tu B'Av. It was the opposite extreme. We to feel the simcha and the joy of going from the end of the world to the top of the world. And finally, idea number 10, the Tevesh Shlomo and the Tevesh Shlomo both tell us that, and all the Sarmak Kedoshim tells us, it's the beginning of the Haschas Yomim Noram. To be able to come Kolchem on Rosh Hashanah, right? Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. We have to make sure that we're starting already 45 days before. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he ask for us? Ma? We have to start from the 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. To start with the Kolchem. To start with the Achdus. The day of Achdus is Tu B'Av. Of coming together, with the Shvatim able to come together as one. We should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to take these messages of Tu B'Av. And Be'ez Hashem, we also know that Tu B'Av is a very special time for Shidduchim. Not only in the Gemara, but nowadays, it's a very big zman for us, for davening for each other, for davening for Klal Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem for all the Yidin who are looking for Shidduchim, for all the marriages who are looking for a little Chizik. That to be a tremendous time of Eis Ratzon, a tremendous time of Achdus and Mechilas Avonos. And we should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to celebrate Tu B'Av in Yishlam Yer Kodesh Be'ez Hashem Shkach. A good Yom Tov of Tu B'Av and a good Shabbos. Shkoich.